Today I'd like to focus on Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, and it has to do with the persecution that broke out in the early church. It says that at that time a severe persecution broke out in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Now, God allows persecution. It's not obviously His, let's say, what we call His active will, but it's His permissive will, that God will still allow bad things to happen in order to bring about a greater good. That's the only reason why God allows bad things to happen in the world or in the church, is to bring about a greater good. The most perfect example of that is the crucifixion of Christ. What could be worse than us crucifying the Son of God? And yet God even drew good out of that. He opened the gates of heaven. Jesus redeemed the world. He died for our sins. He merited our salvation. So if God can bring good out of something as horrific as us crucifying the Son of God, then He can certainly bring good out of other difficulties, struggles, crosses, trials, and tribulations that the world and the church go through. So it says here that a severe persecution broke out towards the early church in Jerusalem. Now, whenever the church has been persecuted, it always gets stronger. The enemies of the church try to crush the church through persecution. What happens is Catholics take their faith more seriously. When they suffer for Christ, they grow spiritually. Many martyrs come about. But also in the reading, it says that they spread throughout all the countryside. So when they were persecuted in the city, they fled to the country. And what happened was they spread the Catholic faith. They took the faith with them. And it says that those who had been scattered about went about preaching the word. And Philip went down to Samaria, proclaimed Christ to them. He worked miracles, drove out unclean spirits. God used him to cure the paralyzed, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. It says there was great joy in that city, the city of Samaria. Would Philip have gone there had not the persecution broke out in Jerusalem? Probably not. So you see, when the church was persecuted, God allowed that to bring about a greater good, the sanctification of the members of the church, and then the evangelization and the spread of the Catholic faith. And it was really as some of the early writers of the church, Tertullian says, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. It waters the soil of the church. The blood of the martyrs is what brings about the flourishing of holiness and evangelization within a country. Think of any of the churches, any countries where the church was persecuted. We know that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith, and great conversions take place. The reading goes on to say that the apostles buried Stephen, and Saul was at this time continuing to destroy the church. Saul was so cruel at this time before his conversion. It says he entered house after house and dragged out men and women and handed them over for imprisonment. Saul was not just out to get the men that were Christians, even the women as well. That's how cruel Saul was, one of the most fierce, bitter persecutors of the church. And yet, the blood of the martyrs, the blood of Stephen, the blood of Christ would wash over him and bring about his conversion. So we have today in this first reading, the persecution of the church led to the flourishing of the church. Remember, at this time the church was only a few dozen people, maybe the apostles. Eventually it grew to 3,000 at Pentecost, and then it would grow to 1 billion members today. But how did that grow? It was again through persecution. And so now Saul in the reading was persecuting the church. People would offer up, I'm sure, their sufferings, and they would pray. The early Christians prayed for Saul. Stephen offered his life for Saul, and he was converted. So we see how God can allow bad things to happen for one reason, and that is to bring about a greater good.